A new place, a new home. For a while, let me feel alive. Nothing to hold me back. Take my time, just enjoy the ride.
I am Imani Riggs, and I created this safe space to share my story, my truth while on a journey to self-acceptance, self-love, and self-expression, and figuring out what truly makes me happy, to show others that it is safe and possible to do so. We are healing together, so grab a notebook, a pen, and maybe some tissue. This is Letters to Myself. This is my story. If you have been here before, welcome back. And if this is your first time, hello and welcome. I hope this episode serves you as it's needed. We are now in the year of 2023. It is January 21st and I haven't talked to you since maybe November. And most of that is just because I've been going through life. I have been creating episodes, but I haven't been able to put them out because I didn't feel like they were giving what they were supposed to give. But we are back. Part of me being in solitude was for me to rebirth why I wanted to start this podcast. It was so that I could help others heal, but me trying to help others heal made God show me that I had a lot of healing that I needed to work on. My podcast comes from a place of me speaking from experience, and right now He's working hard on me to get me to that place of healing that I need. He's digging deep inside of me to pull out memories and experiences that I buried deep, and He's knocking down walls that I have forgot that I even put up. If I sit here and tell you that this journey that I am on right now is easy, I would be lying to you. Some days I have the energy to get up and complete so much, and some days I can barely get out of bed and only have 10% to give to the day. Me having God in my life is helping me get through this. If I ever felt closer to Him, it's now. Through this podcast, I want to tell my truth, but I didn't know how to do it without stepping on some toes, so I'm trying to find some balance in the middle of being able to do so. But a good thing about me being gone for so long is that I have been journaling, so I have some letters for you. My 2023 theme is growing, healing, and transforming. This year, I will be 24, and I have realized that because of my anxiety, I haven't been able to live how I truly wanted because I am constantly trying to get through certain things of life that I'm not able to create actual memories and live in the moment. This will be my first episode of my series, Healing Not Healed, and this is a letter to myself. Dear Imani, this year, we are going to continue to journal so that we can have documentation of what our thought process was like during the year. We are going to go out and see the world because I feel like last year you stayed in the house a lot hiding. You are going to take more pictures as well as start a photo diary so that you can relive some of the happiest memories and moments of the year. You are going to get back into therapy so that you can have a healthy outlet and let someone help you sort out all of the thoughts that roam every inch of your brain. This year, you are going to work out and continue to eat healthy. You keep telling yourself that you want to go to the beach when it warms up. Well, I need to see you working out because you need a body that you love and appreciate, whatever that looks like for you. This year, I want you to keep on pushing yourself to keep figuring out who you are. You are transitioning, and right now you feel like you are in the storm, but your ways of coping have actually been pretty healthy. And you know in your heart this is good. You have also understand that your traumas and other traumas are others' traumas as well. So you healing is also causing others to heal. You doing what you're doing is helping your babies. You want to hear from them so that you can love them in the most healthiest way and not cause them to continue through the cycle of hurt and trauma. I can't say that I can exactly see what the future holds right now, but I can reassure you that the rain will eventually stop. Cry while you have the chance to, because the sun comes out, the tears will dry, and you will be able to smile again. I'm so proud of you for your truth, honesty, and patience, and your vulnerability. If no one has ever told you, I want to let you know that these are some of your biggest strengths. So sit back and feel the feelings and try to understand what you are being taught in this current season or what you need to take from this season. Everything happens for a reason. Don't lose your faith. Breathe and talk to God. You will be okay. I promise this to you. As always, love, Imani Nicole, XOXO. That brings us to the end of another episode. If you are hearing this message, you listen to this in its entirety. And for that, I would like to thank you. I hope you enjoyed this letter. If you did, please share with a friend that could benefit from this podcast. I can't wait to talk to you on the next entry.